A new poll says that the raucous protest at congressional town hall-style meetings have succeeded in fueling opposition to proposed health care bills among some Americans, particularly amongst independents. In a USA Today Gallup poll of 1,000 Americans taken on Tuesday, 34% say demonstrations at the hometown sessions have made them more sympathetic to the protesters' views, while 21% say they are less sympathetic. Independents by a 2-to-1 margin, or 35-16%, say they are more sympathetic to the protesters now. The town halls have grabbed public attention, with 7 in 10 respondents saying they are following the news closely. Meanwhile, a new report says that through this decade, healthcare premiums rose 3.5 times faster than earnings for Florida workers. Ron Pollock is with Families USA, the advocacy group that produced the report. It shows that premiums rose 98% in the past 9 years in the Sunshine State, while earnings rose by only 26%.
The premiums for family coverage purchased through the workplace, and now I'm giving you figures that combine what the employer is paying as well as the worker is paying, they increased from $6,812 on average in the year 2000 to $13,497 on average in 2009. And that's how we get this 98.1% increase.
Miami area Democratic Congressman Kendrick Meek says that the demonstrative town hall meetings that have dominated news coverage over the past week and a half makes for good cable footage, but said just saying no to health care reform is not acceptable.
This report really lifts the numbers up to let it be known that the increase, especially for families and even for individuals and small businesses, are unconscionable and will continue to be. And just to say no to health care reform is not an option.
Recently, Florida Governor Charlie Crist wrote an op-ed extolling the virtues of how the Cover Florida health care program makes universal care available in the state. But Kendrick Meek, who may face Crist in a race for the U.S. Senate seat next year, took a shot at the governor and the GOP-led legislature that passed that bill last year.
It's quote-unquote the Florida plan, or someone may say a Florida option, not necessarily a public option. But it's supposed to hopefully keep cost, healthcare costs down. But it's a bare-bone coverage. And it's something that especially the Florida executive branch and the legislature touts as a national model. I know the governor does. But I can tell you some 3,800 Floridians, 3,700 Floridians lose their healthcare insurance every week, only 1%. Of Floridians that are uninsured have actually enrolled in that program.
In Tallahassee on Thursday, Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink, Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp, and an assortment of state agency leaders held a news conference to celebrate the fact that nearly 50,000 new families have enrolled in Florida KidCare to receive low-cost health care for their families. South Florida Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz said it was hypocritical for Republican leaders to honor the program, since they are blasting federal government involvement in health insurance, and yet KidCare is financed with a combination of federal and state funds and family contributions.
The irony and the inconsistency is rampant when it comes to the Republican Party in general, because few, certainly not Governor Crist or the Lieutenant Governor, would be standing in front of either parents with young children who are struggling to afford to make sure that they can get their well care visits, or in front of the thousands and thousands of senior citizens who get their health care through Medicare, also a government-backed program. So politically, I think they're trying to thread the needle.
And Wasserman Schultz said the Republican-leading state government has been guilty of making it harder for families to join KidCare.
The Republicans opposed KidCare, and in fact, under Republican leadership, whether it was Jeb Bush or Charlie Crist, we have had a real serious difficulty in populating the KidCare program because they refuse to support the outreach program that we need to make sure that we can reach out to them. Yet at the same time, that he's about to have a press conference bragging about the enrollment numbers being up.
Congressman Meek also took shots at Tallahassee legislators for blocking access for KidCare.
And we have seen the hypocrisy of leadership in the state of Florida just doing enough to say that health care insurance is provided. But we do have working families that are working double shifts. We have some grandmothers that are taking care of grandchildren. And if they're not made aware of a program that I must add that has a number of federal dollars in it that we have, Debbie and I, both voted for because we have a level of consistency. We voted for, tried to override President Bush and voted for under the Obama administration, and now the dollars have been able to, I mean, we've been able to get it down to Florida.